Time now for Workout Wednesday, presented by Custom Fit. Want to look good, feel good, eat good? Go to CustomFit.ca. They can find out a program that works for you nutritionally and physically. 20 years in the biz, Paul Plakas joins us now. Plakas, what's happening?
You know, just hanging out at the Southwest Farmers Market, ready to chow down, and thought I'd chat with you first.
Really? What's now, when you go to the farmers market, like, what do you, because I know you try to eat fairly healthy. What is, like, what's your health foods of choice?
Well, I do like to get locally grown fruits and vegetables. So whatever local producers of that kind of stuff are, I hit their tents first and load up on, you know, my apples, any kind of seasonal fruit such as berries that were happening about a month ago. Definitely love the fresh carrots that you're getting from the locally than you get in the grocery store. Those things taste like wood. You get them at the farmer's market, so much sweeter, so much better.
Okay. Today, and I agree with you, I love going to the farmer's market, especially when downtown in the summertime. Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's the best.
It's great. I'll tell you, Swiss chard, baby. I'm all over the chard. I love it. today, we want to talk about, you know, deteriorate, because the one thing we can't change, everybody listening right now, is older than they were when I started that sentence. And it's, you can't change it. We're always getting older when you're 20 to 22, whatever the age is. And, you know, people are like, well, I'm 40, I can't do this. Well, I'm 50, I can't do this. Hell, some people are like, I'm 20, I can't do that. You know, the deterioration of age, Paul, and how, you know, that's a big concern for a lot of people. How do we try to minimize that physically?
Yeah. It's interesting. This is one of the things that I'm going to have a little trouble dealing with as I get older, is that eventually what you were able to do when you were younger, there's going to be a point where you're going to hit a peak and then it's going to decline for the rest of your life, right? So one of the things I was doing, maybe in 2009, I did this Lance Armstrong ride, and I had to raise some money for cancer, and I got to ride with Lance Armstrong. This was before the whole hoopla of the drugs came out. And I asked him during the ride, one of the things that the thing that he would miss most after retiring from the Tour de France. And he told me the thing he was going to miss most was that he will never in his life again be as fit as he was in that last race. Because those guys, they have to peak for that race, and they have to train all year long just to be the best they can for a small 2 to 3 week period. He's always going to be fit, but he'll never be that fit again. So at some point in your life, you're going to be the fittest possible. Then after that, you're just basically controlling how much deterioration is going to happen to your body, right? So that's kind of tough mentally for a lot of people to deal with. The thing is, a lot of people, they go to the other end of the extreme. They get a little bit of pain in their body as they age. They have some back pain, knee pain, shoulder pain. Maybe they put on a little bit of weight over the years. And then that basically is enough to use age to justify, hey, I no longer need to do stuff because I hurt, I'm overweight, I'm old now. Let's just call her quits and rent an electric stroller for the rest of my life.
Now, you know, factors in the fitness drop-off, of course, agility, speed, power, and reaction time, I'm guessing are the first ones, muscle strength. What do you recommend focusing on to try to delay the aging process?
Yeah, so the things that you're going to notice first is the things that work with your nervous system, so things that fire quickly, so hand-eye coordination, your ability to move your feet very quickly, the ability, say, for example, you stumble, and the ability to right your center of gravity so that you don't fall to the ground. You want to be doing stuff that works on your balance, your speed, your agility, your hand-eye coordination.
Okay.
So that is the first stuff that's going to deteriorate. So when you are in the gym, doing movements specific to your fitness level that work on those elements of fitness. That goes first. So I would focus on that if you want to delay the aging process a bit.
What are some good ones that work on those specific? What are some exercises you recommend?
Yeah, so again, there's so many variations. Again, it has to be appropriate for the person you're training. But for example, say if you are relatively fit, you could have 1 foot on a bench. You could basically try to push up over on top of the bench, switch legs really quickly while maybe throwing a medicine ball to your partner. So the hand-eye coordination of trying to catch that medicine ball, the agility to move with power over top of the bench with your weight is a fantastic movement to delay the aging process.
Okay, I like it. Paul Plakas joins us. Now, what about taking advantage of, like, because not all people, if they work out, you work out for an hour a day. Right? Maybe an hour and a half. There's still, you know, a lot of other hours in the day. What are some other, like, non-exercise things that you can do that are going to help you?
Yeah, and this is somewhere where the people that are fairly out of shape, that are just about to start again into exercise, maybe they've had an injury, maybe they've been overweight, they say, hey, now I want to see, really have quality of life in the remaining years that I have, what you want to do is you want to be just active all day long. So, for example, say you have grandkids, take them to the swimming pool and just getting your grandkids out of their clothes, changed into their swim gear, getting them organized in the pool, fooling around with them in there a little bit, and then getting them changed and dressed afterwards, that burns a lot of calories. It's amazing how much energy that takes from the body. So somebody who's overweight, out of shape, they're going to find that very tough. But as you get better, you're going to find that a lot easier. Doing housework, stuff like that, walking more, taking stairs, of course, rather than the elevator. All those little things done over and over again over the entire year make a massive difference in your functionality and controlling your weight and your mobility as you age.
I can tell you, Paul, my wife bought us the Fitbits, right, to go, and it tracks because it recommends you should walk 10,000 steps a day. So when we got it, we were on holidays, which is easy. We're walking, you know, hiking in the mountains, so it was easy to get back into everyday routine. And first day, I was like, man, I'm only at like 5,000 steps. So right. You have to really do, and I'll say that simple thing is a motivation. Like every day now, I park farther away in the parking lot because I'm like, oh, hey, this is extra steps, so it's easier. And at night now, I found myself running on the spot when I'm close enough just to make sure I get there. Like, it's a simple thing because it's just a reminder. And I'm not the most competitive guy, but I'm kind of competitive. I'm like, well, I don't want to look like a loser and have my wife beat me all the time, so at least I want to get to 10,000 steps. And, you know, I don't feel like I'm doing way more working out, but I actually do feel quite a bit better now, a month of having 10,000 steps every day.
Yeah, you know, it makes a big difference, to your functionality, to calorie burning. And then also, yeah, that reminder, and then just recording it and logging it daily is just a reminder of, hey, you know, I didn't get my steps in. And once you get programmed to getting those steps in, it becomes a habit. You just do it. You don't even think about it anymore.
And the other one is the mental aspect, because you talked earlier how a lot of people will focus, and for whatever reason, I don't know why, the brain, we always seem to slide to maybe the negative thoughts more than the positive. And a lot of times as you age, it's like, well, this is what I can't do, rather than focusing on what I can. Now, any tips on how to get people to focus more on what I can rather than what I can't?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, everybody has a level of function, okay? So unless you are completely handicapped where you can't move any part of your body, there's always something you can do. You may have to start off with chair exercise. Like, there's that lady on TV where she shows you move your arms over your head to the side. If you're very out of shape and orthopedically challenged, that's maybe where you have to start off with. From there, then maybe you start standing up and start doing some movements with your knees and the rest of your body, and getting mobile, just starting to walk. Maybe bending your knees, using the counter to go up and down if you can't squat with your weight on your own. So using some support, and then from there you just become more mobile, doing more complex movements, and keep challenging yourself. The key is to figure out, maybe with a trainer, what you can do first. So get an assessment. And then once they figure out what you're able to do, then they can show you the proper progressions of, okay, this is where the next step is, and you just keep improving. You know, that's the key.
Paul, always a good insight, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.